This is Access Anna on barcode identification with the Voice for Android by Seeing with Sound. The Voice for Android is an augmented reality application. It provides blind individuals with a great deal of information about their environment, both through soundscapes and through spoken feedback. This podcast covers how to use the soundscapes of the Voice for Android to determine the location of a barcode, and then use Zsheen or Ideal Item Identifier to discover what the item is. The first thing I'm going to do is prepare my phone for barcode scanning. Normally, blind users turn off auto brightness to save on battery power, since they never have to look at the screen. For barcode scanning, results are slightly better if that setting is adjusted to auto brightness or to a strong intensity. I'm starting at my home screen. I happen to use the Eyes-Free shell, but the process is the same if you use the stock launcher or mobile accessibility. The first step is to go to All Applications and then to find Settings.
Applications 01 Blind Locator. Settings. Settings, Wireless and Networks.
The item to find is Display.
Call Settings, Sound, Display. Display Settings. Brightness.
That's the one I'm going to check.
Alert brightness, automatic brightness not checked. Okay, cancel, automatic brightness not checked.
What that does is make adjustments based on the ambient light. So if you're in a dark room, there is less light on the display. If you're in a lighted area, there is more brightness on the display.
Okay, button.
I arrowed to OK.
Display settings, brightness.
And pressed the selector there. Now I'm pressing back.
Settings, display, home, Eyes-Free shell.
The second step is to actually turn on the Voice for Android. When the voice starts, it announces the version number and the current location. Again, from my home screen, I'm going to the All Applications area and selecting the voice.
Applications 01 Blind Locator. Talk. Talk to Me Classic. Talking Dialer. The Voice for Android.
I'm currently pointing the camera at a black cloth. This is the soundscape you hear.
Please connect stereo headphones. The VNIC, V1.20, augmented reality for the blind, in Claremont Avenue.
Now I'm pointing the camera at a sheet of white paper.
Please connect stereo headphones. The VNIC, V1.20, augmented reality for the blind, in Claremont Avenue.
Notice the difference. For the dark background, we have a low, fuzzy sound, and for the light background, we have a high-pitched, crisp sound. This is black. This is white. The barcode is going to incorporate both elements of sound, the fuzzy, lower pitched black sound and the crisp, higher pitched white sound. The third step is to actually scan the item. I'm going to scan an audiobook, which has the barcode on a sticker. That's a great way to practice because you know physically where the barcode is. To use the Voice for Android, the phone must be in landscape orientation. I'm going to move the phone over the barcode sticker, working up and down and left to right, until I hear a sound that incorporates both the fuzzy low tones of the dark bars and the crisp high notes of the white background. When I hear the distinctive barcode soundscape, then I will touch the left edge of the screen to activate the barcode scanning feature.
Please connect stereo headphones. The DOIC B1.20 Augmented Reality for the Blind, M. Claremont Avenue.
I think I've located the barcode.
Barcode camera release. Ready to scan. Looking up barcode. IDEL. Item ID. Item not found.
I'm using the Voice for Android in conjunction with the IDEL item identifier. I had a successful scan, but the item identifier was unable to tell me what the item was. So the Voice for Android allows me to use its default Z-Sheen scanner. To access that, I'm going to turn the Voice for Android on, and I'm going to tap the center of the screen once to mute the soundscape.
The VOIC B1.20 Augmented Reality for the Blind.
I'm tapping the center of the screen to mute the soundscape. Now I'm pressing the on-screen menu button.
The VOIC B4 Android. Mute. Tactile graphics. Say color names. Color filter.
And I'm using my D-pad to scroll through the items.
Negative video. Zoom by 2. No faux field view. Contrast. Audio volume. Audio sample rate. Audio channels. Talking compass. Talking locator. Snapshot resolution. Other settings. Help on keys. About. Reset. Exit.
What I want is other settings.
Other settings. The VOIC E4 Android use vibration features checked.
I'm scrolling through these options as well.
Use torch light for color functions checked. Use metric system checked. Auto detect headset checked. Use IDEL item identifier checked.
I'm going to press the selector here to uncheck that to find out if I get better results with the other barcode scanner.
Not checked.
I'll press back to return to the previous screen.
Barcodes are camera released. Barcode scanner. Launching Google search. Loading. At N. Claremont Avenue. 212-336-2480-0299-800-000000. Google search.
That is the number associated with the barcode. A Google search page is now open in Ideal Web Reader. So I need to swipe from left to right to find out what the search results were and to select one. And Ideal Web Reader appears to have put focus at the end of the page, so I am going to have to swipe from right to left.
Blink. Copyright 2000. Blink. Classic. Vertical bar. Mobile. View Google in. Blink. About. Hyphen. Blink. Business. Google Goggles.
If you accidentally touch the right edge of the screen as I did, you'll go into Google Goggles. So to recover your search, what you can do is go back into the Voice for Android.
The VNIC, Beeman 0.20, Augmented Reality for the Blind, in Claremont Avenue.
Tap the center of the screen once to mute the soundscape. And then touch the left edge of the screen to activate the barcode scanning feature.
Barcode scanner.
Press the menu key.
Options.
Scroll to and press the selector on history.
Share. History. History. Clicked.
Scroll through the items. The top one should be the last one you found.
Alert history 212-336-2480-0299-800-000000.
The options are
web search button, share via email button, share via SMS button.
Press the selector on web search.
Share via email web search button. Clicked. Loading. IDEL. Web reader. Web view. 212-336-2480-0299-800-000000. Google search.
There it is. Back to swiping. Back to the end. So we will have to swipe backward.
Blink. Blink. Hyphen. Blink. Input. Hyphen did not. 2123. Your search. Hyphen did not match any documents.
In this case, the Zixing scanner didn't give me any better results. But having both sources can only increase the likelihood that I will get a hit. The Voice for Android by Seeing with Sound has many uses. Barcode scanning is one of them, and it's a great way to get familiar with the soundscapes. It offers two options, both the Ideal Item Identifier and the Zixing scanner. To use this feature, simply hold the phone's camera in landscape orientation about 4 to 6 inches or 10 to 15 centimeters above the area where the barcode is located. Slowly sweep the camera up and down and left to right until you hear the distinctive barcode soundscape, which includes crisp, high-pitched white tones and low, fuzzy black tones. Once you have identified the sound, touch the left edge of the screen for item identification. The camera should beep within about 5 seconds. If it doesn't, try sweeping the camera again until you get a beep, or press back to return to the soundscapes for a better fix. It's a good idea to touch the top edge of the screen while in the soundscapes for the camera to autofocus, but I found that it isn't necessary. Enjoy the Voice for Android and barcode identification.